Carsten, thanks for speaking to Pulse. Throughout this crisis, most of the focus has been on Ukraine and Crimea, and you've been speaking to young people in Moscow. What have they had to say about the crisis?
Yeah, there are two groups of opinions at young people here in Moscow. On the one hand, they talk like the Russian media. The government did everything right in Crimea. They argue that Russia fight for freedom and protect the Russians from the Ukrainian extremists. For them, a connection from Crimea to Moscow is the best way. But on the other hand, there are also few critical voices. They are against the step Russia did, like Konstantin. I met him once on the street and he made a single demonstration against Russians' intervention.
Okay, let's hear what Konstantin had to say.
My name is Konstantin. I'm 22 years old. I don't think that violence is some way to solve this problem, because you can do some, I don't know, some speaking in parliament and other ways, but war, it's other solution of the problem, because I don't want to see any victim of this war. And I can't understand if Russian men go to war contra Ukraine. It's incomprehensible. I can't believe it.
So, Carsten, from what he's saying, there's a real fear of war with Ukraine.
Yeah, mostly boys are afraid about that, because they think when there will be a war, they think they must do a military service, and that's not what young boys want to do when they are around 20 years old. The pro-Kremlin youngs don't see any problems. They are glad to be Russian and glad about the government's politic, but the critical ones are afraid about the Russian fame.
There have been lots of protests in Moscow, and over the weekend there were quite big protests against Russian intervention in Crimea, but there were also protests for Russian intervention. People are divided on this issue, but is that division also reflected in the younger generations?
Yeah, I agree. I was on that protest and I saw how young people sang the Russian anthem and shouted out that Russia is the best protector for Ukraine. But on the opposition demo, there were so much young people and they voted for freedom and changing in Russia. They don't accept Putin and they can't understand his political logic.
And on Sunday, Crimea voted overwhelmingly in favour of a union with Russia. Russia is now facing sanctions from the US and the EU. Do young Russians see this tense political situation as something that is affecting their own lives?
I think that the most young people here aren't scared about the situation because, how I already said, they think that Russia makes the best step. Here, a lot of young people think, like the Russian media, that in Ukraine are a lot of extremists and that is a danger for Russian people there and here. So it's a good step. And only the critical voices here from the young people are against the situation. They are afraid about the position from Russia in international politics. And they are afraid about the freedom here in Russia and that they can't say something critical and that there is more and more a pressure.
And how open would you say young Russians are towards the West? Are they looking outwards?
I think they look more inwards. They aren't really towards the West. They think that the West helps the Ukraine and the new government is not really accepted by them. Here, the most people only speak Russian, and when you speak to young people in English, they can't answer you and they say, sorry, it's not possible for me. There's only a few people who can't speak English, people who make an exchange year by university in a foreign country, and that are the only people who can really speak English.
Russia has just hosted the Olympics and the Paralympics in Sochi, both events that are all about unity and countries coming together. Since you've been in Moscow, have you gained an insight into how young Russians see themselves in this global context?
Yeah, they are mostly happy, and how I already said, that they are Russian. But the critical young people are ashamed by Putin. He's against gays, he acts against international laws, and he's not afraid about Western sanctions. So they feel like people in a land from 1900.
The Ukraine crisis is in the spotlight at the moment, but are there any other burning issues that young Russians are really concerned about?
Now they talk a lot about censorship, because four news websites were blocked before the referendum at Crimea, and they are afraid that free speech will be more and more be censored. And so investigative journalists give now on Kontaktier, that's the Russian Facebook, tips how to get critical news, and sometimes they translate English news so that the people here can see what Western media is saying about the situation.